They are a symbol of a country in crisis. Social movements representing millions of people in need. On Wednesday, they marched to the center of Buenos Aires and paralyzed Argentina's capital. Pablo Rojas works as a blacksmith. He says he makes around $50 a month, and it's the only job he has been able to find.
I'm over 50 years old. Who's going to give me a job? We're like discarded material. Nobody wants us. That's why we come here, so the government does not forget about us.
There's entire families outside this ministry in the center of Buenos Aires. Poverty rates have been growing steadily in the past years in Argentina, with an exchange rate crisis and soaring inflation that have had a huge impact on people's purchasing power. And that's why most of the people here are saying that they're going to stay at least for 48 hours until they get a response from the government.
These protests happen as the government announced the economy slowly recovering. Poverty rates are dropping, but inflation continues to be the real challenge. Last month, it was close to 5%. March is expected to be even higher. Monica Zulie is part of an organization negotiating assistance for the poor. She says government programs don't do enough to fight inflation.
What we know is that every time inflation goes up, it sends 100,000 people into poverty. And we can see that because salaries aren't high enough to buy food. All workers know this.
Now, President Alberto Fernández is trying to relaunch his economic agenda.
Argentina is like a big market. What do you need? Lithium? We have it. Gas? We have it. Oil? We have it. Food? We have it. So let's get organized and take advantage of the opportunities. And let's understand that everything the world wants, we can provide.
Argentina recently reached an agreement with the International Monetary Fund to restructure at least $45 billion in debt. The goal is to help stabilize the country's economy. But the war in Ukraine and rising commodity prices could complicate the government plans. And that's why people here vow to keep up with the pressure, so the government does not forget they are in desperate need. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Buenos Aires.